Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, 7:5. Okay, more on the topic of the worker eating while he's working with produce. So the Mishnah says, Ochel Poel Kishus Afilu Bedinar V'Koseves Afilu Bedinar. A worker who's working with, let's say, cucumbers or dates or whatever else it is, he can consume as much as he wants, even if the total value of what he consumes is a dinar. A dinar is a lot of money. A dinar is the same as a zuz, and you'll recall that 200 zuz is considered to be, you know, the amount of money a person needs to be supported for a year, including food, shelter, clothing, everything. So a dinar means, you know, it's like, you know, 1/200th of that. It's certainly more than a daily wage. And that being the case, we're saying if the guy's already getting paid a wage, but he also is eating and he eats a whole dinar, so what? He's allowed to eat, says the Torah, there's no restriction. Now, arguing with that, Rabbi Elazar Chisma Omer, Rabbi Elazar Chisma says that, no, there's a limit. Lo yochol poel yaser al secharo. The limit that a person is allowed to consume is the amount that he's getting paid. I mean, if his wage is $10 a day, he only may eat $10 a day, another $10 a day worth of produce that he's working. Now look, I want to make sure something is clear. We're not saying that if he eats too much, his total cost of compensation will exceed the value he's providing to the employer. That is not at all what this is talking about. This is totally, regardless of whether, you know, his wages plus what he eats is very profitable or very unprofitable for the employer, makes no difference. The point here is we're just saying, and there's no great logic to it, I don't think, that the amount he's allowed to eat is capped, according to this Rabbi Elazar Chisma, to be no more than the cash part of his compensation. Now, why would that be? Where do you get that from? Why arbitrarily it's limited that way? The answer is he's got it from a limud from the Pasuk. Okay? The Pasuk, when it talks about his permission to eat from the produce, so that entitlement is kind of defined in two kind of conflicting ways. The Pasuk says, V'chalta anavim, and you, the worker, may eat the grapes, kinafshecha savecha. Kanafshecha means like to your content, as much as you want. And savecha means until satiety, until you're satisfied, until you're full. So what's the difference? What are the two issues coming to say? So according to this shita, Rabbi Elazar Chisma, it's the drasha is, he's saying that kanafshecha refers exegetically, it's a drasha, not to what you want. The word nafshecha can mean at least two different things. One thing it can mean is like your will, your want, because a person's nefesh is what defines you is your, you know, your ratzon, your will. But a whole different thing is that your nefesh is like your life. And just like in English, the word like livelihood for your life. So too, he understands that a person's work is being referred to by kanafshecha. A person, you know, gives up his life to do his labors. He even risks his life potentially when he's working. So the point is, there's an exchange here. You're exchanging part of your life, or potentially all of your life, to earn your livelihood. That's called nafshecha. So therefore, it says nafshecha, kenafshecha, says the pasuk, as much as your work. Meaning, he understands by drasha, the same way your basic wage is X, you know, dollars. So too, the amount you're allowed to eat is capped at X dollars worth of produce. That's his drasha. Okay, the Chacham, however, reject that. We're actually going to have a Chacham in just a moment here. It's actually a third Shita, but the rejection, both the Tanakhama and the Chacham agree, is that the Pasuk says, Savecha, which means to your satiety, to your fullness, to your satisfaction. And that being the case, they say, no, the Pasuk is saying you're allowed to eat as much as you want if you're hungry. As my grandma used to say, Es mein kind, Hashem says, if you're hungry, you know, how in the world could we have a hungry Jew work with food and not allow him to eat it? Even an animal can eat it if it's hungry. So therefore, no, eat as much as not savecha until your heart's content, until you're satisfied. Okay. Now, the third sheet of the Chacham, who will agree with the Tanakhama on that point, Chacham Matir, and they say, listen, technically, you're allowed to eat as much as you want if you're hungry, and that's the Torah sentiment, and, you know, the Torah's not going to limit a person from eating if he's hungry, if he's working with food. However, aval, nevertheless, malam den esa adam shlo yehei ra'avatan. It's whoever sees this guy being foolish and eating a huge amount of food while he's employed would do him a favor, and therefore we should teach him. Whoever sees this shortcoming, his rabbis, his teachers, his friends, his senior co-workers, should say, listen, what you're doing is strategically very foolish. Because what you're doing is you're essentially you're going to be very full today, but tomorrow you're going to go hungry because you're locking the door that gives you access to our livelihood. If people, employers, hear that you eat so much food on the job, although the Torah permitted you to do so, and you may do it, it doesn't mean you should do it, because the employers say, listen, I'm not going to hire that guy. The guy is too expensive. And if they want to hire you, so you won't be able to have a living, and the Torah wants the person to be able to earn a livelihood. And therefore, although technically speaking it's permitted to eat as much as you want if you're hungry, it's ill-advised, and therefore we teach a person don't do it. That's the hacham, and that's the halacha. The Tanna Kamma actually holds, listen, that it's actually not right. It's not right to tell a person to limit the amount of he's eating. My understanding, my personal understanding, I didn't see this inside, is kind of how I said before. If the Torah's sentiment is, listen, if you're hungry, how could the Torah say you can't eat? You're working with food. So then that's your right. And then you can just make a decision and let the chips fall where they may. You can have betach, whatever the story is. The point is, it's not right to tell a person to hold back from eating if he's actually hungry. However, again, the halacha is like the chachamim. So in fact, we do clue the person in to, although he's entitled to eat, and maybe he should limit how much he eats for the sake of his long-term gainful employment.